online, and on your smart speaker. This is Bro Radio.
Pleaded guilty to misconduct after having sex with an inmate in a cell, has been jailed for 15 months. 30-year-old Linda D'Souza Abreu was charged after a video of the offence at HMP Wandsworth was shared on social media. She pleaded guilty last July. During sentencing, Judge Martin Edmonds KC said her actions will have a wider impact.
It's inevitable that the damage for which you were responsible at Wandsworth has spread to some degree through the prison estate. It will impact on the reputation of the prison service, and with that, the prospects of recruiting and retaining staff.
Major incidents have been declared in Lincolnshire, Leicestershire and Rutland because of severe flooding. School children and householders have had to be rescued by fire crews, and many cars have been seen floating in water. Meanwhile, a man's body has been recovered from a flood-hit area in North Yorkshire. Police say he was found dead in Bill near Nottingley. The Home Secretary says it will be a criminal offence to fail to report or cover up child sexual abuse. Yvette Cooper's told MPs it's part of the government's significant package of measures to tackle grooming gangs.
That is why this government is determined to act, strengthening the law, taking forward recommendations from independent inquiries, supporting stronger police action and protection for victims. There is no excuse for anyone not to take these crimes seriously.
The announcement comes as the row between Sir Keir Starmer and Elon Musk intensifies. The billionaires called him complicit while the PMs hit out at lies and misinformation. After close to a decade in office, Canada's Prime Minister has announced his resignation. Justin Trudeau's been facing growing turmoil within his government, signalled by the sudden departure of his finance minister. And finally, England's cricketers have been urged to boycott next month's Champions Trophy match against Afghanistan by a group of more than 160 politicians. They want England to take a stand against the Taliban regime's assault on women's rights. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
From the Bro Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. A six-month-old baby girl has died after a crash in a multi-storey car park in Tenby. Sophia Kellerman from Lee in Greater Manchester was hit by a vehicle last Thursday and died the following day. A 33-year-old man's been charged with a range of offences, including causing death by dangerous driving, being uninsured and drink driving. More snow and ice is expected across much of Wales later. A new yellow warning's been issued by the Met Office for tonight and early tomorrow. That includes the Vale of Glamorgan, which has so far escaped the worst of it. Icy stretches are also expected to form on wet surfaces where there's been rain and melting snow. Police say there are no suspicious circumstances surrounding the death of drag star James Lee Williams. The 32-year-old, known as the Vivian, was found dead at a house near Chester yesterday. Mr. Williams, originally from Colwyn Bay, won the first UK series of RuPaul's Drag Race. A major housing development near Sully appears to have been given the go-ahead. The Welsh Government has decided not to call in proposals to build over 570 new homes at Upper Cosmeston Farm. A planning chief says it's now down to the local authority to determine the planning application as it sees fit. It's already been approved by councillors. The former Welsh Assembly member Jenny Randerson has died at the age of 76. She represented Cardiff Central as a Liberal Democrat for 12 years. Party leader Jane Dodds said she left an indelible mark on politics and society. In sports, Josh Beecher has left Barry Town United to rejoin Cardiff City. The Bluebirds left-back spent the first half of the season on loan at Jenner Park. Barry are currently sixth in the Cymru Premier with just one game to go before the league splits.
Now, here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here with me, Mike Fowler. And we're back in the normal action now, so we're a Monday, and it's a proper Monday. I know between Christmas and New Year we can kind of forget where we are and what day and what time everything is, but it's just gone 7 o'clock here on Monday, and I'm going to be bringing you the action that took place from your sports teams around the Vale, and we've got other sports that we're going to be restarting their league campaigns as well, and we've got all that and more here to come at Bro.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You say one love, one life,
one life,
one need, and I
one love
get to share it. Ooh. Leaves you, darling, you don't care. Alphabet.
Or leave a bad taste in your mouth. You act like you never had love, and you want me to go without. Well, it's too late tonight to drag the past out into the light. We're one, but we're not the same. We get to
one love, one life. This is your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And on New Year's Eve, Barry travelled to Britton Ferry and they played out a 0-0 draw. This leaves Barry still in the top six in the Cymru Premier in sixth place, level on points with fifth place Bala. And Barry's play then Haverford West at Jenner Park on Saturday, and that should be the last game of the Phase 1 action for the Cymru Premier, and hopefully Barry can keep themselves in sixth place when the league splits and they can be in the top six there. And in the Adram Premier, Barrytown United women, they're back in league action on Sunday the 12th, and they're away to Aberystwyth. And Aberystwyth so far this season have only picked up 1 point in the league so far, and that came at a draw with Cardiff Met. And Barry sit fifth in the table in the Adram Premier there. So good luck to the both Barry teams there. Still to come here at Bro, we're going to be looking at the Cymru South and selected other football results from around the Vale. We're going to be taking a look at the rugby that's taking place in the Vale, regional rugby, and we're going to be having a little look back at what's been going on with the ice hockey. All that and more here at Bro.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio. For a delicious takeaway, you can't get better than Fryer Tuck Fish and Chips on Richard Street, Barry. Tasty chips, quality burgers, loaded southern fried chicken fries. Fryer Tuck delivers to Barry and surrounding areas via Uber. So place your order at fryertuckbarry.com or find us behind the old Wilko.
Year-end accounts, self-assessment tax returns, VAT returns, PAYE, corporation tax. They all need to add up. So, who better to count on than Blaney Accountancy? Based in Barry, we offer everything a small business needs, and we can help landlords with portfolio tax returns too. For everything from specialist tax advice to practical accountancy solutions.
Blaney Accountancy.
Call Barry 739329 or see blaneyaccountancy.com.
Glastonbury Junior's Family Tribute Festival in association with Barry Training Services is back for 2025, featuring sensational tributes to Taylor Swift, Katy Perry and Harry Styles. With a Big Top, Tiny Tots Disco, rides, workshops, the New Wave Wrestling Academy and loads more. Glastonbury Junior's 2025 is live at Romilly Park on Friday, July the 25th and is sponsored by Affluent Time, Sunkiss, Salon No. 7 and Bro Radio. Single tickets and family passes are on sale now at glastonbury.com.
From Cowbridge to Cosmeston,
the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
Oh,
This is Monday Night Sport here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And in the Cymru South, Llantwit Majors' New Year's Day game was postponed. They're next in action on Saturday at home to Carmarthen Town. And also in the Cymru South, on Friday, Cyfr Ely were at home to Cwmbawr Celtic, losing 2-1. Alex McDowell with an early goal for the visitors. Cole Doolan added a goal early in the second half. Brandon Griffiths pulled one back for Cyfr Ely, but it wasn't enough. And Cyfr Ely are ninth in the league. They are playing hosts to Pontypridd on Tuesday, so that's tomorrow at 7:30 kickoff. And Dinas Powys game on Saturday was also postponed. Next up for Dinas Powys, it's a home game against Comeback Royal Stars on Saturday. And Ely Rangers, they went down 6-0 away to Cardiff Airport. Two goals from Curtis DeBusco and a third for Jack Davis put the home team in a command at half-time. Further goals from Theo Richards and two from substitute Alfie Tipples sealed Ely Rangers' fate. That's two defeats in a row for Rangers. They're still sitting fourth in the league table, and on Saturday they are away to Tonpentra. And still here at Bro, we're going to changing sports and looking at what's been going on in the rugby. All that still to come.
Oh, times before, but I was too blind to see that you seduce every man. This time you won't seduce me. Just saying that's okay. Hey, baby, do what you please. I have the stuff that you want. I am the thing that you need. She looked me deep in the eyes. She touching me so to start. She says there's no turning back. She got me. To town. Every musician's fan, after the curtain comes down, she waits at backstage doors for those who have prestige, who promise fortune and fame, a life that's so carefree. She's saying that's okay. Hey baby, do what you want. I'll be your night loving thing. I'll be the freak you can talk. I don't care what you say. I wanna go to
This is Monday Night Sport here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And on Saturday, Penarth welcomed Llanharan. They won the match there 19-14. So Penarth are still second in the league, but now just 2 points behind first place St Joseph's. But Saturday saw Barry's away trip to Rhydfelen was postponed. And that fate also bestowed the other Vale teams. So in League 2 East Central, Cowbridge's match was postponed, and also the same for Llantwit Major in League 3 East Central, and also in League 4 East Central, Dinas Powys' match was postponed, and in League 5 East Central, the Open Athens game was also postponed. So there was a lot of postponements for the teams in the Vale in rugby. But there was the regional derby, and Cardiff took on the Ospreys, and this game ended 13-all. I always think rugby is always a little bit interesting when it's, you don't normally expect a draw scoreline on this, so it's always a little bit interesting and unusual when you see a draw there. But Dan Edwards was the man for the Ospreys. He scored all the points, so he scored a try, a conversion and two penalties, and they came back from a half-time score of 5-3 down. Cardiff would have played up for almost the whole half, as the Ospreys' James Fender saw red. The tries for Cardiff came from James Botham and David Hughes. Neither of the two of them were converted, but Ben Thomas did slot a penalty over. And for some of the Welsh players now, they've got to be looking at putting themselves in the shop window to get into the Six Nations squad now, because it's just around the corner, and it's surprising how quickly before the first Six Nations game comes along, because that's actually the end of January, so that's going to be on the 31st of January, and that's going to be against France. So some of these players are potentially trying to put themselves in contention to make the Six Nations squad, or even make the starting lineup there. So it's good to see competition in the regional teams there. So still to come here at Bro, we're going to be having a look at a very busy period for the Cardiff Devils in the ice hockey. We're going to be getting you to tell me about sports that you love so much and you think I should be talking about. So all that to come here at Bro.
Show, kicking with your torso, boys getting high and the girls even more so. Wave your hands if you're not with a man. Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
I got, you got, we got everybody. I got the gift, gonna stick it in the goal. It's time to move your body. Music for your masses. Give no head, no backstage passes. Have a proper giggle, I'll be quite polite. But when I rock the mic, I rock the mic. You got no love and you're with the wrong man. It's time to move your body. If you can't get a girl but your best friend can, it's time to move your body.
Stop,
DJ.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting, and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
Remember the moment when you both say I do for exceptional quality images. Capture their little yawns and tiny toes through beautiful newborn photography. Shutterhire. Capturing memories that last a lifetime. Engagement, weddings, maternity, newborn. Shutterhire will take images you're guaranteed to treasure forever. Shutterhire, your local photography studio in Dennis Powis. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, or at shutterhire.co.uk. Capturing memories that last a lifetime.
From sunny to St Hilary,
the Vale's local radio station.
My next mistake, love's a game, wanna play. New money, suit and tie, I can read you like a magazine. Ain't it funny, rumors fly, and I know you heard about me. So hey, let's be friends, I'm dying to see how this one ends. Grab your passport and my hand, I can make the bad guys good for a weekend. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go. And I'll write your name. Cherry lips, crystal skies, I could show you incredible things. Stolen kisses, pretty lies. You're the king, baby, I'm your queen. Find out what you want, be that girl for a month. Wait, the worst is yet to come. I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down. Your name, boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. name.
This is your Monday Night Sports here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So, as we always say with the ice hockey, it's surprising how many games they seem to cram in. And since our last show and today, they've actually managed to hit four games in this. That's four games in 7 days, so that's pretty impressive. And the Devils did start impressively on New Year's Eve when they were playing Guildford Flames. Olchevsky put the home side ahead, assisted by Reed Duke and Josh Batch, but Mark Alvaro had the Flames level before the first intermission. The Devils then hit the gas in the second period, leaping to a 4-1 lead as Cole Sanford, Brett Perlini and Joey Martin found the net, helped by the Flames' Brett Ferguson twice earning two-minute penalties. A bad-tempered third period was dominated by penalties for both sides rather than goals, but Josh McDonald did stretch the Devils' winning margin late on, and then the two sides met then again on New Year's Day. So after Cardiff had thumped the Guildford Flames 5-1, the Guildford Flames then earned themselves an impressive 5-3 win over the Devils, with Charlie Curtie fired the hosts ahead in the final stages of the opening period. But Josh McDonald levelled proceeds in 6 minutes into the second period. Josh Waller and Curtie struck in quick succession to put the Flames 3-1 up before McDonald pulled another one back for the Devils. Brett Perlini equalised early on in the third period, although Jack Giacomo and Brett Wilczynski netted late on to earn the hosts victory. And then Cardiff were then in action again on Friday against the Dundee Stars. So on Friday they lost 3-2 to the Dundee Stars following a scoreless opening period. Josh McDonald fired Cardiff in front 33 seconds into the second period, but Zach Seskosko and Cole McDonald struck in quick succession to put the visitors 2-1 up in the Welsh capital. Cameron Kiley notched Dundee's third goal in the third period before Reed Duke gave Cardiff hope late on, although the Scots held on for victory. And then if that wasn't enough, Cardiff were also back in action against Nottingham Panthers on Sunday the 5th. So yesterday, and they came from behind to beat Nottingham Panthers 3-2, and that ended their two-match winless run. Mark Richardson had a shot strike the crossbar before Reed Duke put the Devils ahead in the opening period. Samuel Herr equalised for the visitors in the second period, and Tim Docherty put the Panthers ahead in the final period. But Tyler Bush got the Devils back level, and Brett Pellini's power play goal secured the comeback. And the Devils are away to Glasgow Clan for their next game, and that's on Friday the 10th, and then they face Manchester Storm away on the following day. So it looks like they've got, I would say, a couple of days off there. So they last played on Sunday, and they're back in action again on Friday. So it looks like they're back on the winning ways, which is good, but it still amazes me how many games they can sort of cram into to a week as well. So a well-deserved little rest for them before they're back in action on Friday. So still to come up, Bro, going to let you know how you can get in touch with us, and if you want me talking about one of your sports here at Bro. Fight. This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and this is your Monday night sports show here with me, Mike Fowler. So we are the local radio station for you, the locals of the Vale. So if you think there's a sports team, sports club, or sports person that I should be talking about, then just get in touch with me on the social medias or use the email sport@broradio.fm. That's sport@broradio.fm. And I could potentially be showcasing the sport that you find so fantastic, that you love so much, and we could be bringing it to the people of the Vale. Failing me talking about it, potentially I could ask you to come in and talk about it and tell the people of the Vale why you think this sport is so fantastic and why you think more people should be playing that sport. And if you've got a volunteer, a club, or somebody that you just want to give a shout out to that's involved in sport in the Vale, someone you think deserves to have a bit of a spotlight shown on them for all the help that they do around the sports club, maybe not on the playing side anymore, maybe they used to be and now they've gone to more of a behind the scenes role, then just get in touch again, use the social medias or the email address, and we could be telling people the fantastic efforts that these volunteers put in to help keep these clubs running and help keep games and matches going, and helping out there. I the sports clubs that I have gone down and I've spoken to people for, it's always like a big family there, and everyone's always so welcoming. And I think that's a big part of why we all love sport. We do like the sport because we like the sports that's being played, and we like supporting, and we like cheering people on. But I think it's because we've all got the same connection there, and we're all there for the same reason, and we're all there because we love sports so much. And I think that's why you find people still volunteer even after they've hung the boots up or whatever, for the sports that they've been involved in for so long. So get in touch with me. I'd love to hear from the people of the Vale about their experience with sports, and the sports clubs that they're still at. Next up on Bro, we've got the evening show.
Well, This is
Bro Radio.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years' experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
We're recycling more than ever today, which is great news. But with more recycling comes more bags and more caddies. So talk to Recycling Storage Solutions of Barry, as our quality wooden recycling units are just the right size to keep your recycling bags held open, caddies and boxes all snug inside, tidy and protected from the elements and pests. Our smart recycling storage benches and boxes have a waterproof lid, and we deliver them across the Vale and beyond, pre-made, not flat-packed. Visit our showroom on Woodham Road, Barry, or order now for delivery at recyclingstoragesolutions.co.uk.
Eisiau gwybod am y gwasanaethau iechyd a lles sydd ar gael I chi yn eich ardal leol ac ar draws Cymru, ewch I edrych ar Dewis Cymru heddiw. O glybiau ieuenctid I grwpiau cerdded. Dosbarthiadau ymarfer corff. Help gyda siopa. Mae Dewis Cymru yn cynnig dolenni a chysylltiadau cyffredol a grwpiau, digwyddiadau, gwasanaethau cymorth a gofal lleol a all helpu I wella eich iechyd a'ch lles. Dysgwch am yr holl ffyrdd gall Dewis Cymru eich helpu chi a chanwliaid yn dewis.cymru heddiw.
Read the latest local news for the Vale of Glamorgan online at broradio.fm.
The Vale's local radio station.
On FM, DAB+, mobile, online, and on your smart speaker.